5 people have died from COVID-19 in the past day. Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, reported in its January 11 pandemic update. There have now been 11 deaths in the past 11 days, since the new year. No other information was provided on the deaths other than the fact they happened in the Greater Sudbury area. Since the pandemic began in March 2020, PHSD has now reported 58 local deaths. Health Sciences North reported there are 28 active COVID-19 patients in the hospital, with 5 of them in the intensive care unit. Across Ontario on Tuesday, there were 459 COVID patients in intensive care. Also on Tuesday, Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, has reported 146 new COVID-19 cases in the past 24 hours. The health unit is also reporting there are now 980 active cases that are being monitored locally. Also, since the PHSD began tracking COVID-19 cases just over 22 months ago, there have been 7,203 total COVID-19 cases confirmed locally. PHSD also said 6,223 of those cases are now resolved. There are also several active outbreaks in Greater Sudbury at long-term care homes and the hospital. More complete details are included on the daily COVID-19 public health summary. As for the possible location of the new cases, PHSD said 130 new cases were reported to have occurred in the Greater Sudbury area, 11 new cases in the Rural Sudbury District and 5 new cases for the Manitoulin District. With respect to the possible causes of new and recent cases, PHSD reported 8 new cases linked to outbreaks, 11 new cases associated with close contact of a confirmed case, 6 new cases with no known epidemiological link, 41 cases with information missing, and 80 cases that are under investigation. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the age groups for people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 2,600 total cases, an increase of 53 cases. There were also 1,767 cases for the 19 and under age group, an increase of 12. The next highest number was 1,759 for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 42. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 813 cases total, an increase of 22. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 264 cases, an increase of 17. There was no change in the not specified category, which has 0 cases. Note: the numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, PHSD said there have been 361,973 total tests carried out locally since the pandemic began. No increase in the past 24 hours. With respect to vaccination numbers, PHSD is now reporting percentages of people vaccinated rather than doses given. The percentage of area residents who are now fully vaccinated translates to 77% of all people in the PHSD area. Public Health is also reporting new outbreaks at the hospital, and at several long-term care homes and congregate living homes in the city. More details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. Just scroll to the bottom of the summary page to COVID-19 outbreaks. It also includes locations where outbreaks have been declared over. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, there were 28 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital, said the hospital website. 5 of those patients were in the intensive care unit. In addition to this, there were 10 admitted patients being tested for COVID-19. HSN said none of the 10 patients were admitted to the ICU, intensive care unit. HSN has also reported 7 past positives for COVID-19, patients who no longer have the disease. None of those patients was in the ICU. There are also 2 active COVID-19 outbreaks at the hospital, 4th floor, South Tower, as of Jan.3, and 6th floor, North Tower, as of Jan.8. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario Government Daily website reported 7,951 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province. This includes 459 COVID patients in intensive care. Also today, the province reported 21 new COVID-19 deaths.